For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We got some time tonight. 888-808-1019. Yeah. Revenge of the former Mets. Chris Bassitt. Seth Lugo. They dominate. And, I don't know. Seth Lugo in Yankee Stadium, I joke that he came back to town, hit his little coffee spot. Went to his favorite pizza place, saw some old friends, and had a nice dinner last night. Woke up and said, I'm going to the greatest stage to dominate your postseason lineup. All that hype. The Yankees always fold under the hype. It's just the first one. But, man, we'll start there before we get to the Mets game, the second game of the series up there in Toronto. Tough third innings on both sides. And, I mean, the Yankees, they just keep making me want to watch football. They keep making me want to just have football conversations because they've already just like crushed my belief. If you understand what that means, like they've already just poured so much cold water on the hype and the, you know, when we get to October, you know, we're through August, we're in September now, back to school, fall coming, it's another summer in the bag, and I feel like we're just going through the motions, like 17 games or something left, and who even cares, man? I mean, they finally bring the Martian up, and all this hype around the lineup. When I saw the lineup, I just wrote, September 10th, 2024. Many of you have put together this lineup. Many of you have tweeted out this lineup and hope to see this lineup without Alex Verdugo. And you got it today. And it was super underwhelming. 888-808-1019. Now, Seth Lugo, this guy's in the Cy Young conversation. He's had a ridiculous year. I mean, quietly over there in Missouri, he's just been dominating. He's been one of the best pitchers in baseball all year. It's not his first rodeo going out there and shoving like that. I saw MLB put out Seth Lugo leads Major League Baseball with 10 starts of 7-plus innings and one or fewer runs allowed. So, like, this is what he does. He doesn't care if it's the Martian. He doesn't care if it's Jazz Chisholm, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Austin Wells. Like, it does not matter. The only one that was ready to, you know, hit a couple bloops and get some off him was leadoff hitter Gleyber Torres, and nobody could follow up. Some of the stats are alarming. Katie Sharp put out there that this is the first game in Yankees history which the lineup had zero walks, zero extra base hits, and 14-plus strikeouts. Wow. My boy Zach hit me like, yo, you going to the stadium tonight? I said, no, sir. No, sir. I just had a weird feeling. I forget what made me have that feeling. Oh, well, second game of the series, they lose a lot. Seth Lugo, I had that thought, and the hype of this lineup. I'm like, okay, Yankee fans are celebrating this lineup as if, like just look at the Yankees Twitter, and when they tweeted it out, all the responses, this is the one, Yeah, here we go. Finally, A+, perfect lineup, postseason ready. We're stacked. Who's going to see this lineup? Good luck trying to navigate. Seth Lugo said, I'm going to go right at them. Like, that last judge strikeout, the way he struck out, just looking at pitches is, I don't know, man. I'm not getting at Judge. I'm getting at all of them. For Seth Lugo to come back to New York and dominate like that doesn't make you feel warm and fuzzy inside. We don't want any smoke with him. If we were to end up in a little series against the Kansas City Royals, if this is a little preview, that's not great. But all in all, I'll say this. You know, the Yankees have 97 different lineups. That's the fourth fewest in MLB. It seems like they changed their lineups a lot coming off of last year where they had 153 different lineups. But they've been relatively healthy this year. And they stayed stuck in their ways so much this year, they didn't sit DJ LeMahieu down when they should have. They didn't call the Martian up as soon as they could have. Like, they've had some consistency in the lineup, and whenever you change the lineup, it's going to be tough that first time out because guys are hitting in front of and behind guys that they usually aren't. And I don't know. I don't want to make excuses for them. Really, you got to tip your cap to Seth Lugo. The Yankees are shut out again. That's the eighth shutout loss of the year. I feel like at least half of those are at home. And they just didn't have it tonight. They didn't have it tonight. And that's going to happen. But like it scares you because we're getting this close to October where you're going to be facing aces. You're going to be facing the best of the best. And that's like a postseason game where you're like, wow. On the other side, Marcus Stroman, I saw Chris Kirshner put out a poll. Should Marcus Stroman be on the Yankees playoff roster? And 70% of fans now voted no. He is not a power pitcher. He's a nibbler. He's going to try and paint the corners. He's going to try and be sneaky. Well, the ball was sneaking through the infield. Small ball, couple grounders. I mean, when Seth Lugo's not giving anything up, two runs in the third inning, you know, a single, and Salvador Perez, this guy's 40 years old, still doing it. Speaking of revenge of the former Mets, Tommy Pham is on their team now. It is what it is, folks. The Yankees lose 5-0, shutout. Seth Lugo is the player of the game, and Bobby Witt Jr. is really fast. And when you look at the Kansas City Royals, that's their 80th win. They are a second-place team in the AL Central. They are a team that is getting ready for the postseason. They feel like they can make a run at it, and they have some veterans. And when you look through that lineup, you're starting to see now, like, they have some guys that are crafty, that can hit, that can play. They were able to put up 11 hits tonight and 5 runs and get out of Yankee Stadium with a win, setting up the rubber match tomorrow. And, I mean, it's, I don't know, I think it's like 11 rubber matches out of their last 10 series, or 11, I'm doing a math so backwards, 11 rubber matches out of their last 12 series. Doesn't make you feel great that they can't just win back-to-back games. It doesn't make you feel great that no matter who they play, there's no sweeps, there's no just close the door after two games, and we set up for tomorrow with another pitcher from Kansas City who's had a pretty decent year and who they are confident in, and Cole Reagans, him versus Luis Gil, and the Yankees have to win that game. 888-808-1019. Call me up and tell me how you feel about the Yankees. I know some are going to overreact. I know some aren't going to care. I'm kind of in the middle. At this point, like I said, I'm going through the motions. Football has started, and they've done so many little things throughout the last month to kind of just like remove my belief and hope. Sure, do I want to win the World Series? 100%. Do I think they could win the World Series? Yeah. Do I think they could get there? Absolutely. But as far as that feeling you have as a baseball fan, that feeling of belief that this is a special year, that this is something that's going to happen, they have done enough to kind of just remove that feeling from you. And we're just going through the motions here, hoping that Judge returns to the form that he was in just a couple weeks ago, where we were saying he's the GOAT, he's the greatest Yankee of all time, player we've ever seen. He's going to hit 62 again. That has come back down to earth. Juan Soto, the generational Juan Soto, from his struggles in the field the last couple weeks to kind of cooling off here now. Guys like Austin Wells have shown up, and Gleyber Torres in some spots. I think later I'll play the audio today or from earlier today of Aaron Boone talking to John Boy on Talking Yanks about how Gleyber Torres is not one of the worst second basemen in the league when everybody knows there's enough stats and eye tests to tell you that he's had a rough year. Gleyber Torres would probably tell you that, yeah, even though he's got his average up to somewhere around 250 and his OPS near 700, and if you just take the sample size of his last 30 games or whatever, it's better. He'll tell you he didn't have the walk year that he wanted, and the Yankees never fixed that problem. So I fear that it's going to rear its ugly head. There's going to be some type of mental lapse, some type of error, some type of mistake in the postseason that could lose you a game or cost you some runs. And we just got to wear that now because we found our leadoff hitter. Gleyber Torres is ours. 888-808-1019. Stanton back in there. Doesn't give you much. Multiple guys with multiple strikeouts. Jason Dominguez not picking up where a lot of people thought he would from last year or even playing in AAA, but I'm not really so worried about the Martian. I'd rather see him out there. Somebody tweeted his average at me. I'm like, you guys are so dumb. Like, this is a kid living his dream, getting the opportunity to come up here and compete with his athleticism. And, let's hope that these next 17 games or whatnot is enough for him to get hot, for this lineup to gel, where you've got, him batting seventh and Rizzo and Volpe all the way down there at the nine spot. It's just a tough one today. Seth Lugo did whatever he wanted. 888-808-1019. Now, when I talk about belief, and I talk about, and I can only speak for myself and I guess some of the Yankee fans that I talk to, that I text with, I just feel like we're going through the motions here, man. The belief isn't so much that this team is a championship caliber team. The belief isn't so much that this organization has done the things to make them a championship caliber team, but we've got some options. I said that last night when I got on. I know it was mostly Jets last night, but just seeing the different pitchers and the different moves in the infield and guys that we played and Dominguez coming up, I'm like, we've got talent, we've got options. And the whole thing is that when you look at this American League, you really just start to feel like, who is it that is supposed to win? Who is it that's supposed to stop the Yankees? Why not us? And that's not a great way to feel, but if that's how it has to happen in a 15-year drought where you look at the Cleveland Guardians and the Houston Astros, the Baltimore Orioles and the Royals and the Twins and, don't look now, but Detroit, Seattle, Boston, they're not completely out of it with, 17, 18 games left for these teams. Those teams are all four games back or less. You look at the American League and you say, who has the best players? The Yankees do. You look at the American League and you say, who should dominate? Who should be able to come out of this? Who should be able to finish with the best record? As now, the Yankees have 83 wins. The Guardians have 83 wins. The Baltimore Orioles have 83 wins. The Yankees should be able to get the number one seed, win the division, but there's a school of thought with the Yankee fan. We don't want to get rusty. We don't want to rest. We don't want to have a week off and then have to rev it back up for postseason baseball when the lights are brighter and the intensity is higher. I think they need it. I think they need to decompress. I think here more than anywhere, they need the week off. It's tough to play here in New York. I was just talking to Paulie about the difference between a Chris Bassett who ran out of gas this time 2 years ago, but he's just fine with a team like the Toronto Blue Jays are completely out of contention, and then Seth Lugo living his life in Missouri away from the media. The media out there only covers Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. He's had a stellar year. It's tougher to get it done here in New York. It's tougher to win here in New York. But I feel like Mets fans have watched their team win so much, and then you look at the standing.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And even with a loss today, you're right there with the Braves for that last wild card spot. And you're in striking distance of the other two wild card spots where you feel like you have a pretty good shot, but you know what's coming up. You know this upcoming schedule is tough. You know that it could still escape you. It could still run away from you if you don't handle business. And, you know, I was looking at the game tonight, and I'm looking at reactions tonight. We'll talk Mets here before we go to the break. Like, it's baseball one. For the Mets to put together a 9-game win streak, amazing. For the Mets to make some additions at the trade deadline that have helped, great. You know, I'm talking about the Yankees and the Yankees' 97 lineups. My guy Matt from MLB Network that I always mention, Matt with the stats, he told me the Mets have 125 lineup configurations. Now, some of that is just figuring and tweaking and injuries and paternity leaves and other things. But when you look at the Mets, I feel like the Met fan, you got to believe. And you do have belief that this is a special year, a special season, and that they can get that last wild card spot or even the second wild card spot, and that they can go toe-to-toe with the Phillies and the Braves and the Brewers down the stretch. But, you know, after you go out there and lose this game today, you can't lose the series to the fifth-place Toronto Blue Jays after putting together a 9-game win streak, after sweeping teams, after handling business. You can't have a little setback before the most important stretch of the season. 888-808-1019, but I still feel like your belief is there, right? I still feel like you believe in this team, you believe in this manager, you believe in your new president of baseball operations more than the Yankee fan believes in their team and their manager and their general manager. Not saying we want to exchange situations or change problems, or I'm not saying Yankee fans want to be where the Mets are. When the Yankees are going to the postseason, you know, we just fear that we're going to be an early out. We just feel that they're going to go cold. Their bats are going to go cold like they went tonight, and it's going to be miserable. We're scared of being hurt like that again. The Met fan, I think, is just hopeful to have a season that they didn't expect to be a postseason berth. Just the fact that it's 10 days into September and you're still watching these games intently, you're still in it, and you're still mad that you got to watch DJ Stewart. You're still mad that, you know, you lose a game where you're facing a guy that you used to have just a couple years ago. And what I'll say about it being baseball, the Blue Jays are pesky, man. Guys like Alejandro Kirk and Ernie Clement, like these guys, they're major league ball players. These guys are going to go out there and they're going to do their thing regardless. And they're trying to play spoiler. So in the Met game, 12 hits are given up. In the Met game, David Peterson doesn't have his best stuff, but he's allowed to have one off night in Canada. He's been stellar. He's been great, but he gives up 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, only strikes out 2, only goes 4 1/3, and he's been pitching into the 7th inning. Then you go to Brazoban, and I know he's not necessarily everyone's favorite. Young Ottavino. Ottavino with a scoreless inning, and you know, the game is pretty much over by then. But it just sets up the rubber match. It just sets up tomorrow. And pretty soon it'll be tomorrow in like an hour and we'll move on and turn the page. And then next thing you know, you got to hit your waiver claims in fantasy football and get ready for week 2. And we'll just keep pushing forward and rolling on. And you got to win the games in front of you. I think more obviously urgency for the Mets, but it's urgency for the Yankees too. The Yankees should win the division. They should be the number one seed. They got to win these games. The Mets got to not lose a series to the Blue Jays. Win this game. Guys got to hit. Guys got to score runs. 2 runs is not cutting it. You know, a single in the first, a run driven in the 7th is not cutting it against a 5th-place team. But all in all, again, tomorrow is another day to take the series. And you set up here where when you go out there, actually, that's, you know, they're done with that series. The Yankees are in this. I'm blanking on that. The Yankees play tomorrow. I got to look at the schedule. But anyway, 888-808-1019. We'll talk Mets. We'll talk Yankees. No, there is a game at 3:07. It's just not a night game. My schedule was frozen. So it's Sean Manaea on the mound, and you feel pretty good about that. Let's talk Mets. Let's talk Yankees. And then eventually, I'm telling you, I'm just going to get to the football conversation. I just think it's so fresh, and there's so much overreaction with week 1. And we're already talking about tanking for college quarterbacks. We're already talking about the Jets season not being anything. And I think that we've all overreacted, but there's a way to come back down and realize somebody that we thought was great. Like, I don't know, the Patriots in week 1, they could lose in the next week. And there's just a big gap between week 1 and week 2 and what these teams are and expectations and getting that first one out of the way. And You definitely can't quit on the team and start talking about tanking. The Giants can go to D.C. and beat a young Commanders team that is a bunch of different players, a young quarterback, not necessarily a young team, a new head coach. And, I mean, the Jets got to push forward to handle business, too. And you know that they have a quarterback, so they have a shot. 888-808-1019. We're definitely going to talk about the comments that were on the radio in Minnesota today. Crazy. I've talked about Daniel Jones and how the league doesn't respect him and how players don't respect the contract that he has for what they see on film and what they see on the field. Well, K-Fan in Minnesota, man, they had some quotes that are just, I don't know. I don't know how you process this as a fan, as a player, as a coach, as an owner. You'll hear what Vikings outside linebacker Jonathan Grenard had to say about Daniel Jones on the radio. Like, this is not good stuff. So,
talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
And we're back. Quickly here before Marco comes through with the 11 o'clock update. Keep McPherson on The Fan, KM to 2 a.m. I can't really speak for the Mets fans. One of my boys just listened to my opening. He's like, what are you talking about belief, bro? He's like, after a 9-game win streak, we find ourselves tied for the last wild card. Like, a 9-game win streak should put you at the top. And I'm like, yeah, but there's still like a striking distance between the top spot. It's like, nah, it's like, I know there's some Mets fans that are just like, no, I've been out. It's been a fun ride. I don't expect it to end up in a postseason berth, but I still think there's a lot believing that this is a special year. This team can do it. This manager can do it. And they're going to go toe-to-toe with the big boys that they got to face in the next couple of weeks.
As a Mets fan, I've been going back and forth with what I think about this team. I still there's a part of me that still thinks they're just okay and mediocre and not good. But they convinced me, and they've had a much better season than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
All that being said, this isn't a house money situation, because if they don't make the playoffs, this season is a disaster.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's honestly what it's just what it's evolved into. Right. It wasn't that way at the start.
You can't get close now. You can't end up a half game out.
Right, and the math is bad. The math isn't good for the Mets.
Right.
The last two or three weeks of the season, the math isn't good. And Evan has said it multiple times, the math gets kind of tough for them. But leave no stone unturned. If the Mets don't make the postseason, this season is an abject failure.
Yeah.
It's a failure. And was it fun? Sure. Do you like the ups and downs of a baseball season? Absolutely. How many times have you said that you've gotten off the Yankees bandwagon this season, off the Yankees roller coaster? Because they're
every season.
Every season you're realistic about it and you know what you're talking about, but you know the ups and downs of a season, the emotional headspace of a fan. You know, we're crazy. We're nuts. This is what we do.
And you got to protect yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't want to set yourself up for failure. You get your hopes up too high, you're only going to come crashing down. So 888-808-1019. Let's start taking your calls. Josh is out in Passaic. Josh is first up on The Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm all right. Looking at some things. Like I said, these last couple weeks of the baseball season, I feel like we're going through the motions here. I wish I could just know that the Mets are the third wild card, and the Yankees win the division and are the one seed, but still yet to be seen.
So I agree completely with Pauly. Yesterday, I'm thinking, entering today, they got a game on Atlanta, game behind Arizona, game and a half behind San Diego. Like, they're for sure on the playoffs. Now they lose, all those other three teams win, and now I'm like, maybe not. But first, before I want to get to the Mets point, with the Yankees, Keith, would you want Nestor Cortez and Stroman to swap spots, or not going for that at all?
What do you mean swap spots? Like, have
Stroman be like the bullpen if you want to get there and Cortez get a starting job?
Like respect to Stro, his game, his career, him being a New Yorker and wanting to be a Yankee, I don't want any parts of him pitching in the postseason. He does not strike me as, he's just not like that. Like, he's not a guy in the postseason that I think we're going to rally behind. He's not a guy that I think is going to get big outs like that. It's just his style of pitching. Like, I called him a nibbler. Like, he's not throwing it over the middle of the plate. Everything is not high velocity. It's outside. It's on the corners, on the edges. And too many times you see guys just swinging away and the ball getting through the infield, and that's what we saw again tonight. Like, I'd rather see Nestor compete. I'd rather see, honestly, Rodon compete. Luis Gil and obviously Gerrit Cole. Maybe even Clark Schmidt. Like, I think the Yankees have enough options where Stroman's not getting a postseason start. Yankee fans are talking about him not even making the playoff roster.
Not on the post, on bullpen. Would you want him maybe going into the bullpen now? Quartet getting his game, I mean, left on a few weeks.
Because Nestor said that he wants to start. Stroman is a starter. Stroman has more years of service time. Stroman has a bigger contract. Stroman is what he is. Nestor is somebody that they know that they can do those things with, where he'll adapt, he'll compete. Because he's done it throughout his career. He hasn't been just a bona fide starter. He has been multiple different things. He's more of a guy that you can move around.
And Keith, as I told you last night, the hitting with the Mets really gets me nervous. And we saw this again tonight. They put up more hits than yesterday, but still, I don't know, Keith. They got to start hitting the ball. The average is starting to go right back down. And no, Iglesias, the man, just got a hit spot. It's really getting me worried, Keith, because there's going to be starts. I was wondering, like, how long you're able to get your starting pitchers to give up one run, but they give up a few, and it just seems like anytime they're down by a few runs, it's very hard to come back. They've had some great comebacks, but the runs, there's another one, pass balls. Now you got to get hits to get runs also. You know, there's a limit to how much you know the luck runs.
Yeah, I don't know. They got on the board early. I think after that third inning, once you're down 5-1 and Chris Bassitt is in his groove, he's a former Met. He's familiar with a lot of your guys. He's got a chip on his shoulder late in the season because he, you know, fizzled out late in the season as a Met. I mean, he had a good night, and the bats, you know, they weren't there. I think he had 11, or not 11, the Mets had 11 strikeouts. He went six innings with five hits, one earned run, eight of those strikeouts from him. You got to tip your cap sometime to the starting pitchers. There are some good starting pitchers in Major League Baseball. We think that guys can always hit, but sometimes it's just that guy on the mound's night.
Yeah, I was always a Bassitt fan, and keep down the NFL side. So two things. First, on fantasy, before I get to actual NFL points, I have Mark Andrews. How much you know waiver money do you think I should put into Isaiah Likely? You know, the KD 2.0 from Thursday night, the Bigfoot.
I mean, if you drafted Mark Andrews, you need to get Isaiah Likely. He's younger. He's faster. He's going to get more targets, and Isaiah's more likely to be tight end number one. And, like, Mark Andrews is up there in age. He had a tough injury last year. They respect the guy, but I just think that, you know, you saw it in the first game what Likely can do compared to Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews isn't moving like that.
So if I have I would start with $100, how much do you think I should put him for him?
Tight ends are tough to come by in fantasy. If you drafted Mark Andrews, it's important for you to replace Mark Andrews with Likely. I don't know. I've never played in those money leagues where you have to put up money.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, it's a way different thing because it's week one, so you don't want to use up all your money to get him, right? In theory, because you're going to need somebody later on, but also in theory, you drafted Mark Andrews. You need Isaiah Likely to be your tight end one. Maybe he's worth you putting up that money, that kind of value.
Right, in case I really need them, my team only got 100 this past week. And I actually had three of the top five running backs, but two of them were Jordan Mason and J.K. Dobbins. They were on my bench anyway. And then, okay, with Caleb Williams, I think he comes out looking, you know, Sunday night. The last game we had did not look good. They managed to get the win, but that was mainly because of defense. I think he looks first Houston. And Keith, thanks for taking my call. Listen to what you say. Keep on doing a great job and have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Caleb Williams, I think, is going to continue to struggle. He's a rookie. He's undersized. It's a primetime game, Sunday night football. He's got to go to Houston. That Houston defense is tough, led by D'Amico Ryans, a defensive-minded head coach. And I just think it's going to be a long night for the guy. He didn't even break 100 yards passing in his first game against the Titans, who have a better defense. But, like, the Houston Texans have a playoff-caliber defense, and they have an offense now that added Joe Mixon and Stephon Diggs. They're going to score points. I don't expect Caleb Williams and the Bears to be able to keep pace with them. I think Keenan Allen got hurt, Roma Odunze. I think it's going to be a long night for the Chicago Bears. Bear down.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.